请我们一同打开旧约圣经到以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第三十五章，四十五章，对不起。
Isaiah chapter 45.
以赛亚书第四十五章，我们读第十五节。
Chapter 45, verse 15.
这是先知以赛亚所说的话。救主以色列的神啊，你实在是自隐的神。
The prophet Isaiah said, "Truly, you are God who hide yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior."
我再读一次，救主以色列的神啊，你实在是自隐的神。
Let's read it one more time.Truly you are God, who hide yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior.
这是我早晨的一个负担，要和弟兄姐妹一同来认识这一位自隐的神。
This is my burden this morning, and to share this hidden God with brothers and sisters.
从前神在他旧约的百姓以色列中间，也在他们的身上成就了，行了许多的事。
God had done many wondrous things in the Old Testament time among the children of Israel.
所以我们读旧约圣经，我们看见以色列的历史，我们也看见神为他们所做的许许多多的事情。
When we read the Old Testament, we know what God had done for Israel in the history of Israel.
但以色列的神，他却将自己隐藏了起来。
But this God of Israel, hid himself.
在他们历史当中，我们看见神的确为他们做了许多的事。
In their history, we see that God indeed had done many wondrous things.
但以色列人他们却看不见这位为他们成就许多事的这位神。
But the children of Israel, they could not see this God who had accomplished those things for them.
我们从他们历史看见以色列人对于神的认识好像非常的模糊。
From their history, we saw that Israelites.They do not know clearly about this God.
以至于我们看见他们一会儿他们来转向神，一会儿他们又转离神去敬拜侍奉偶像。
We saw that sometimes they return to this to God, but sometimes they go for the idols.
所以当先知以赛亚他看见这件事情的时候，他就在这里说：“神啊，你是以色列的救主。”你是自隐的神。
So the prophet Isaiah said, "God, truly you are God. You are the Savior of Israel. You hide yourself."
我们的神实在是一位自隐的神。
Our God is truly a hidden God.
以至于有些时候我们也感觉好像我们看不见他。
So sometimes we feel like we cannot see him.
虽然他的手实在是在那里一直牵引着我。
Although we know that his hand is continually leading us.
但是当我们现在一个环境的里头的时候，我们感觉到好像看不见神的那一双手。
But in some circumstances, we could not see his hand.
所以当以色列因着他们以色列人因着背逆神，他们最终被掳到外邦去的时候。
When the Israelites were carried away were carried away because of their rebellion.
他们很可能对他们身边的外邦人说：“耶和华是我们的神。”
Most likely they told the Gentiles around them that Jehovah is our God.
而他们身边的外邦人也很可能对他们说
likewise the Gentiles will say to them,
你们的神到底是谁呢？
Who is your God?
他真的是那位又真又活的神吗？
Is he the living and true God?
如果是的话，为什么你们会被掳到外邦来？
If he is, why were you carried away to the Gentiles?
他若是又真又活神的话，为什么你们会在我们中间成为奴隶？
If he is the living and true God, why are you slaves among us?
所以我们看见在旧约以色列百姓他们的历史当中，我们看见神似乎把自己隐藏起来。
So in the history of Israelite, we saw that God seemingly hided himself.
现今我们很可能也会感觉到说，我们的神 到底在哪里。
Even till now, very likely we feel the same way. God hided himself.
我们的神到底是不是真的爱我们、关心我们
？Is our God, does our God truly love us and care for us?
特别当我们遇见一些特殊的难处的环境
，Especially when we encounter some special difficulties.
过去的这一周对我来说啊是非常特别的一周。
Last week was special to me.
在上一个主日
，Last Sunday，
我需要啊做一个非常不容易的报告。
I was supposed to
make an announcement,
a very difficult announcement.
我也听到了一个非常不容易的消息。
And I heard a very difficult report.
这两件事情都关乎到在主里面的两位姐妹。
Those reports are all in regards to two sisters.
其中有一位姐妹我想弟兄姐妹可能也，如果你们有看新闻，大家也知道，就是在达拉斯。有两个女生被一个歹徒给刺杀。
You probably have heard that in Dallas, there were two female students were killed.
一个死了，一个没有死。
One of them were killed, the other one was not.
他们都是中国人。
They were all Chinese.
我是后来知道这个消息。
Afterward, I heard this news.
因为其中一位姐妹呢，她是莱斯大学里一个基督徒团契的一个姐妹。
One of the sisters is from the campus fellowship.
在莱斯。
In Rice.
对，因为在我们服事的团契里面，有弟兄姐妹认识这位姐妹。
So someone among us knew this sister.
而这位姐妹她应该是去达拉斯去找他的朋友。
This sister went to Dallas to his friend, to her friend.
对，那这两位组里的姐妹，当他们傍晚去散步，后来歹徒跟踪，然后就拿刀杀他们。
Someone followed the two sisters and one night and killed one of them.
那位存活的姐妹应该是他现在至少暂时是平稳了。
The survived sister, at least for now, she's stable.
但另外一位姐妹，她就过世了。
The other one passed away.
我们可想而知，当这姐妹她们的亲人或是家人，或甚至于是她们周围弟兄姐认识她们的弟兄姐妹，听到这样的事情。
Imagine when the sister, when her family and the one who knew her heard this story.
我们可能会有一个问题。
We might ask.
我们的神在哪里
？Where is our God?
另外一个上周主日我在新南区所报告的一个另外一个不幸的消息。
Another unfortunate announcement that I made last week.
是一位在我们中间和我们一同聚会差不多七年的一位姐妹。
There was a sister among us for about seven years.
他们一家一直在我们中间，我相信当中有些弟兄姐妹肯定认识他们。
Her family has been with us for seven years.
在上周六的时候。他也是非常意外的离开了我们。
Last Saturday, she passed away all of a sudden.
这时候我们不免也会思想这个问题。
So we have to think about it.
或许有弟兄姐妹会有这样的一个怀疑：到底神是不是真的在乎他所爱的儿女
？So we are wondering does God truly care for His children?
所以早晨我有这样的一个负担，要和弟兄姐妹一同来交通，来思想这一件事。
So this is my burden this morning.
我们的神，他的的确确是又真又活的神。
Our God is a true and living God.
而且我们的神，他也是那位慈爱又怜悯的神。
He is a merciful and kind God.
他的眼目时刻看顾他所爱的儿女。
His eyes are upon the one he loved all the time.
然而今天他将自己隐藏起来。
But today he hid himself.
以至于有些时候我们似乎看不见他的作为，他的保守。
So sometimes we could not see his works and his caring.
有些时候我们感觉上好像他并没有为我们做什么。
Sometimes we thought that he did not do anything.
但事实上，我们的神他始终与我们同在。
But in fact, he is with us all the time.
并且他也在为我们做许多的事情。
And also he's doing a lot of things for us.
他要在我们身上来成就他荣耀的心意。
He wanted to accomplish his glorious will on us.
所以早晨我愿意从圣经旧约圣经中的一卷书《以斯帖记》来看这位自隐的神他伟大的作为。
So this morning, in the book of Esther, I want to share with you about this hidden God.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹对于《以斯帖记》这卷书熟不熟悉。
I don't know if you're familiar with the book of Esther.
那我想在和弟兄姐妹交通到《以斯帖记》里面的一些几个重点之前，我想或许跟弟兄姐妹先来交通一下《以斯帖记》这卷书的背景。
Before our sharing, let me share a little bit about the background of Esther.
在以色列北国被掳到亚述不久之后，南国犹大也被掳到巴比伦。
After the northern kingdom, Israel were carried away to Persia, to Assyria, and the southern kingdom, Israel, Judah, southern kingdom Judah were carried away to Babylon.
后来波斯帝国就征服了巴比伦帝国。
And later on, Persia Empire conquered Babylon.
然后耶和华天上的神就激动了波斯王古列的心，让他下诏允许神的百姓回到耶路撒冷为耶和华重新建造圣殿。
And then, King Cyrus, the king of Persian Empire, his heart was stirred up by the God in heaven. So the Israelites returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
对，所以那时候所罗巴伯和大祭司约书亚他们就带领了差不多五万个犹大人就回到耶路撒冷去。
So afterward, Zerubbabel and the priest Yeshua had led about 50 Jews back to Jerusalem.
那就是所谓的第一次的归回。
That was so-called the first return.
这是以后我们知道以斯拉他又带领了差不多1000多人归回，那是第二次的归回。
After that, Ezra led about a few thousand Jews back to Jerusalem. That was so-called the second return.
以斯拉的带领的那次归回，他主要的乃是要来美化圣殿，就是要恢复圣殿的那个。侍奉。
The purpose of the second return led by Ezra was to further sanctify the temple.
对，然后后来第三次归回就是尼希米带领一些人，他们归回来重建那个圣城城墙。
And then Nehemiah led some Jews back to the Jerusalem. This is so called the third return.
对，那差不多是在以斯拉之后十几年的时间。
That happened about 10 years after the time of Ezra.
对，所以在第一次的归回和第二次归回的中间的那个时期呢，就是以斯帖记的这个故事的背景。
So, the story in the book of Esther occurred in between the first return and the second return.
所以我们就知道，虽然这三卷恢复书信圣经的顺序是这样，但是时间上来说呢，这以斯帖记乃是发生在第一次和第二次的归回中间。
So we know that the story in the book of Esther happened in between the first return and second return.
所以这段时间是在亚哈斐鲁王做王的第三年到第十二年的期间。
That's in between the third year and the 12th year of the king of Ahasuerus.
差不多是在从波斯王古列下诏之后，差不多50多年之后。
That was about a little bit more than 50 years after the proclamation of the king Cyrus.
所以在这里我们看见在波斯国的古山城苏山城里面呢，在这里还有一些的犹大人没有回到耶路撒冷去的。
So we see that in the city of Shushan there were some Jews left.
对，我们知道在当时巴比伦掳去把犹大人掳去到巴比伦之后呢，在那个时候应该差不多在巴比伦帝国的范围里面差不多有一两百万的犹大人。
So after the Israelites were carried away to Babylon, in the land of Babylon, there were about 1 million Jews.
对，但我们看见当古列下诏允许神的百姓回耶路撒冷为神重新建造圣殿的时候，只有50,000人回去。
After the proclamation of King Cyrus for the Jews to return to Jerusalem, only 1,500 Jews returned.
意思就是说，只有少数的神的百姓回到按着神的心意回到耶路撒冷来为耶和华重新建造圣殿。
So that is to say, only the minority of the Jews that returned to Jerusalem to build the temple according to God's will.
所以其余多数的人呢，他们就因着各种的原因，可能因着家业，因着事业，因着工作，因着等等，他们都是留在巴比伦。
So the majority of them left behind because due to various reasons, the business, their properties, their heritage.
换句话说，这些留在巴比伦、留在波斯帝国的人，他们没有能够跟上神的心意。
In other words, those who left in Kingdom of Persia, they did not follow on God's will.
从我们来看，他们好像是一般软弱的人。
So similarly, they are weak.
他们好像是一般失败的人。
They have failed.
因为他们没有跟上神的呼召。
Because they did not follow on God's calling.
然后我们看见以斯帖记所记载的这个事情呢，就是发生在这些人的中间。
So we know that the story recorded in the book of Esther happened among those people.
其中以斯帖记里面所记载的莫迪改和这个后来成为波斯王后的以斯帖，他们应该是那些没有回到耶路撒冷去的人的下一代。
So, Mordecai and Esther, who were recorded in the book of Esther, they were the descendants of those people who left in Persia.
所以我们看见哈，我们或许会觉得，在神的眼中啊，这些人呢，似乎是不应该得着神的看顾和保护的。
So from our perspective, those people are not supposed to receive God's blessing or protection.
因为神乃是神的心意，乃是要他们能够回到耶路撒冷，就是神的心意，为他立他名所在的地方。
So because God's will was to for them to return to Jerusalem to build a temple and to stand up for His will.
可这些留在苏珊城的犹大人，他们并没有能够来体贴神的心意，跟上神的脚步。
However, those Jews who left in the city of Shushan, they did not follow on God's will.
然而我们看见，虽然他们软弱，虽然他们没有能够跟上神的心意。
But now we see, although they were weak, they did not follow God's will.
然而神的手仍然在那里来保守他们。
But we saw that God's hands were there to protect them.
所以当我们在读以斯帖记的时候，你就发现以斯帖记这卷书有一个非常特别的地方。
So we see that it is the book of Esther is very special.
就是整卷以斯帖记里面没有一次提到神这个字。
God was not mentioned even once in the whole book of Esther.
所以当我们知道这个故事的背景之后，我们就稍微能够理解为什么整卷以斯帖记里面没有提到，没有一次提到神这个字。
So and after we finish reading the book of Esther, we might understand why God was not mentioned one time.
很可能神的百姓他们自己心里面有一个自责。
Most likely, the Israelites were guilty among themselves.
或许他们心中有一个疑惑，不知道神是不是还看顾保守他们。
or they were doubting that God was even caring and protecting them.
然后我们看见，在从以斯帖记第一章到第九章的整个发生的事情当中，我们看见许多事情都是犹大人、犹太人他们当时没有想到的。
So the story that recorded from the first chapter to the ninth chapter in the book of Esther, most of the story that were unexpected.
特别是当他们面临一个危险的时候
，especially when they faced a dangers.
他们所蒙的保守是他们想不到的。
The protection were unexpected.
就在最危急的时候，他们所蒙的拯救也是他们意想不到的。
In the jeopardy, their salvation were was unexpected to them.
虽然神的名字在以斯帖记当中没有被提到一次
，although God's name was not even mentioned once.
然而，我们看见神的手和神的眷顾，却是在每一章的以斯帖记里头，在那里很明显的。非常的突出。
But we saw that God's hands and God's protection and caring is all throughout the book of Esther. It's very distinct.
因为若是没有神手的保守，若是没有神的眷顾，神的百姓是不可能有那些事情发生的。
Without God's caring and those story could not happen.
而且在以斯帖记从头到尾当中，你也没有看到一次提到关于祷告这件事。
Likewise, they did not prayer was not mentioned even once in the book of Esther.
当然有一些关于禁食。
There were something about fasting.
又关乎到好像有哭求有哭泣。
Crying and pleading.
但是我们看见在背后神的手却一直的来。与他的百姓同在。
But we see that behind the scenes, God's hand were with the people of Israel.
而且在神的一些的百姓的人中间，在他们的心里面。
And among the children of Israel.
他里面有一个引领在那里。
There was a guidance.
他们并不是随着自己的意思在那里做事。
They were not doing things according to their own will.
虽然在以斯帖记当中没有提到神
，although in the book of Esther, God was not mentioned.
但神的确是在他们的里面，在那里来带领。
But God was indeed leading them.
神也在他们的环境当中，还在那里看顾，来保守掌权。
God was protecting and caring for them, and God was in sovereignty.
所以早晨我们不需要来解释以斯帖记这卷书。
This morning we're not meant to explain the book of Esther.
但是我愿意从以斯帖记里头的几件事情和弟兄姐妹一同来交通，我们一同来看这位自隐的神，他如何在他所爱的百姓中间来成就大事。
But this morning I want to share how this hidden God had worked wondrous things among his children in the book of Esther.
我们先来看一段在以斯帖记第二章。
Let's read the book of Esther, chapter 2.
对，第二章的第十九节，我们来看到第二十三节。
From verse 19 to 23.
好，以斯帖记第二章第十九节，我先用中文读，再请姐妹用英文来读。
Let's read in Chinese first.
第二次召聚处理的时候，莫迪改坐在朝门。以斯帖照着莫迪改所嘱咐的，还没将籍贯宗族告诉人，因为以斯帖遵莫迪改的命，如抚养他的时候一样。当那时候，莫迪改坐在朝门，王的太监中有两个守门的，辟探和提列，恼恨亚哈水鲁王，想要下手害他。莫迪改知道了，就告诉王后以斯帖。以斯帖奉莫迪改的名报告于王。就查这事，果然是实，就把二人挂在木头上，将这事在王面前写于历史上。
The book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 19. When virgins were gathered together a second time, Mordecai sat within the king's gate. Now Esther had not revealed her family and her people, just as Mordecai had charged her.But Esther obeyed the commandment of Mordecai as when she was brought up by him. In those days, while Mordecai sat within the gate of the king's gate, two of the king's eunuchs, Bigthan and Teresh, doorkeepers, became furious and sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. So the matter became known to Mordecai, who told Queen Esther, and Esther informed the king in Mordecai's name. And when an inquiry was made into the matter, it was confirmed. And both were hung on the gallows, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles in the presence of the king.
对，我想从这段圣经里面，弟兄姐妹交通到说，我们基督徒不要轻忽我们生活中的小事。
So the first point I want to share is, do not neglect the small things in your life.
在我们每天生活当中，有许许多多事情的发生。
In our daily life, many things happen.
但是在每一件的事情，它都可能关乎到我们将来的命运。
So in everything is in regards to our future.
当然我们知道我们基督徒的命运乃是掌握在神的手里。
We know the destiny of our Christians is in God's hand.
但是它的影响，它的关键，很可能就是在我们平常生活的小事当中。
And the key may be in the small things in our life.
我稍微和弟兄姊妹稍微把这背景很快的介绍一下。
So let me introduce the background quickly.
就亚哈薛鲁王呢，他本来有一位非常美丽、有智慧的一个王后。
So the king Ahasuerus had a very beautiful queen.
那后来因着一件事情呢，这个亚哈薛鲁王呢就把他原来的王后给废了。
So he canceled this. The position of the queen.
那后来呢？王又觉得好像觉得需要再重新立一个王后。
So afterward, the king felt like he need to establish another queen.
那后来我们看见，在这一个看不见的手的背后，这位以斯帖犹大人以斯帖哈，这个女孩子呢，就成为亚哈水鲁王的新的王后。
So we know that afterward, this girl Esther, the Jew, had become the new queen of Ahasuerus.
这个莫迪改呢，他就是以斯帖王后的他是他的应该算是 cousin， 也是后来算也算他的叔叔。
So Mordecai is actually the cousin of Esther. Also he was her uncle.
对，因为他是抚养以斯帖长大的。
Because he brought up Esther.
好，那就我们就看到来到这里，我们看见在那里呢有两个本来是服侍亚哈水鲁王的两个太监。
We see that there were two eunuchs who were supposed to attend to the king.
那他们就在朝门口呢，就密谋一件要谋杀他们这个国王的这个一个阴谋。
So before the king's gate, they were planning a plot against the king.
就这件事情呢，就恰巧被莫迪改给听到了。
So and then Mordecai heard this plot.
那我们想，莫迪改他可能有几种不同的反应。
So Mordecai may have different response.
比方说，他可能本来也不喜欢这个亚哈水鲁王。
He may not like King Ahasuerus.
那他想说，那就让太监这两个太监就把这个亚哈水鲁王给谋害了就好了。
He might think just let those two eunuchs to kill King Ahasuerus.
但我们看见莫迪改在这里，他听见这个消息之后，他就托人转告以斯帖王后。
We know after Mordecai had heard this plot, he sent someone to inform Queen Esther.
对，然后当王后以斯帖告诉亚哈水鲁王的时候呢，他就提到了这个消息是从莫迪改所传来的。
So when Esther informed the king this matter, she mentioned that was Mordecai who found out this plot.
所以当亚哈水鲁王后来查了以后，发现果真是有这个阴谋，他就把这两个太监给处决了。
And afterward, when it is confirmed, and the king Ahasuerus hung those two eunuchs on the gallows.
我想对当时做国王来说，这是一件常有的事情。
I was thinking that was a norm at the time of the king Ahasuerus.
可是借着这个事情呢，我们看见就为犹大人的命运、将来的命运呢，留下一个伏笔。
It is actually a foreshadowing of the destiny of the Jews.
就是呢，在当时的那个史官啊，就把莫迪改 啊，告诉等于说救了王的这个性命的这个事情呢，就记在他们朝廷的历史上。
So this matter was recorded in the chronicles of the king.
所以在那个时候，我们看见莫迪改他自己可能也觉得他就是在做了一件生活中的小事。
At that time, Mordecai probably was thinking he was just doing a small thing.
在当时呢，这个亚哈水鲁王哈也没有因着这个莫迪改的救命之恩呐、啊、来报答他。
And King Ahasuerus did not reward Mordecai for what he has done.
这背后有神的美意。
Behind the scenes, we see God's blessing will.
弟兄姐妹，在我们平常的生活当中
，In our daily life,
很多时候我们会想到说，我们要为神做一件轰轰烈烈的大事。
Sometimes we thought we want to do some marvelous things for God.
那当然是很好。
It is good.
然而今天更重要的是在我们的生活当中的每一件小事上面我们是不是来遵从神的心意
But more importantly in our daily life in those small things are we following God's will
在我们生活当中的小事上来随从圣灵恩膏的教训
Are we following the teaching of the anointed Spirit,
很可能当时我们
顺
从圣灵我们做了一件很小的事情
When we fall in the Holy Spirit, we did a small thing.
我们好像也没有看见立即有什么样的果效出来
We did not see the effect right away.
然后我们看见这对于我们将来的一些特殊情况发生的时候它可能会带来一个关键性的一个决定因素
But this may become a key in the future when something happens
好所以在这里我们看见乃是神这位 看不见的神他在背后所预备的一件事情
So we know that this is what God had prepared behind the scenes
好那我们现在就要我们就进到第三章
Now let's turn to chapter 3.
第三章我们来从第一节我们读到第六节。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 6.
这边讲到一个人是关于哈曼这个人的事情。
It's a story about a man called Haman.
好在第三章第一节这事以后亚哈随鲁王就抬举亚甲族哈米大他的儿子哈曼使他高升叫他的爵位超过与他同事的一切臣宰，在朝门的一切臣仆都跪拜哈曼，因为王如此吩咐，唯独莫迪改不跪不拜。在朝门的臣仆问莫迪改说：“你为何违背王的命令呢？”他们天天劝他，他还是不听。他们就告诉哈曼，要看莫迪改的事站得住站不住。因他已经告诉他们自己是犹大人哈曼见莫迪改不跪不拜他就怒气填胸他们已将莫迪改的本族告诉哈曼他以为下手害莫迪改一人是小事就要灭绝亚哈随鲁王通国所有的犹大人就是莫迪改的本族
Chapter 3After these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of Amadatha and Agagite, and advanced him and had set his seat above all the princes who were with him. And all the king's servants who were within the king's gate bowed and paid homage to Haman, for so the king had commanded concerning him. But Mordecai would not bow or pay homage.Then the king's servants who were within the king's gate said to Mordecai, Why do you transgress the king's command? Now it happened, when they spoke to him daily and he would not listen to them, that they told it to Haman, to see whether Mordecai's words would stand. For Mordecai had told them that he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow or pay him homage, Haman was filled with wrath, but he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone,For they had told him of the people of Mordecai. Instead, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, the people of Mordecai.
对，这段圣经给我们看见，在这个事件的背后有一场属灵的征战。
So we see that behind this story, there was a spiritual warfare.
在这里借着这个哈曼哈还有这个莫迪改之间的这个冲突让我们看见 我们肉眼所看不见的这个属灵的世界里面正在进行着一场非常猛烈真实的属灵征战。
So through this conflict between Mordecai and Haman, we see that there was a very fierce spiritual warfare behind.
就是在我们今天所在这个时间的背后也是仍然在进行着。
Even in this time, the warfare is still going on.
所以我们首先先来认识这场属灵征战中的仇敌。
Let's talk about the enemy in this version.
这里告诉我们说乃是这个亚甲族的哈曼这个人。
That is, here it tells us that is a man named Haman from Agagite.
我们看见这个哈曼在亚哈随鲁王做王的时候呢，他被国王给高举啊。
We know that Haman was advanced by King Ahasuerus.
他想必是非常能干。
He might be very capable.
他也非常有钱。
And he might be very rich.
他也非常骄傲。
Very proud.
因为我们看见啊，他要这个所有的这个王的臣仆呢，都要跪拜他。
We see that all the prince of kings had to bow before him.
那这个哈曼到底是谁呢
？Who is this Haman？
他告诉我们说他是亚甲族的哈曼。
It tells us Haman, the son of Agagite.
那这个亚甲又是谁呢
？Who is Agag？
那我们就想到了，在摩西的时代。
We know that in the time of Moses.
有一组的人叫做亚玛利人。
There was a nation called Amalek.
那后来呢？这亚玛利人他们的历史呢，到了那个撒母耳的时代的时候。
We know that at the time of Samuel.
那时候的亚玛利人的王呢，就是亚甲。
The king of Amalek was Agag.
所以我们知道这个哈曼呢，他是亚甲族的。
We know that Haman was from Agagite.
他是那个亚玛利人。
He is Amalekite.
那这个亚玛利人的历史呢，我们就必须要回到当神借着摩西将以色列人带领出埃及的时候发生的事情。
We have to trace back to the book of Exodus.
当以色列人出埃及之后，他们所面临的第一场征战就是与亚玛利人征战。
The first war after Israel came out from Egypt was with the Amalek.
而在那时候，神就借着摩西告诉神的百姓说，要将亚玛利人灭绝。
At that time, God told the children of Israel through Moses, He wanted to blot out the name of Amalek.
而且神借着摩西也预先告诉他的百姓，要世世代代与亚玛利人为敌。
And God also told the children of Israel they need to war against Amalek from generation to generation.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这是关乎到一个宝座的问题。
That is a matter in regards to throne.
因为在出埃及记那里，当神借着摩西说这句话的时候，那里原文的意思给我们看见哈，这个亚玛利的手啊，他要伸到耶和华的宝座。
In the book of Exodus, we see that God showed Moses the hand of the Amalek was stretching out to the throne of God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我想我们应该关于这个属灵征战它的起源，这个应该是不感到陌生。
We are all familiar with the initial warfare of the spiritual warfare.
简单的说呢，我们看见就是神所造的天使长，他要背叛神，他要将他的宝座要与神同等，然后我们看见他就变成了魔鬼撒旦。
We know that that was the archangel who was rebellious, and then he wanted to war with God, and then he became the Satan.
所以这场属灵征战从神第一次的创造以来，一直到现在，我们看见一直在进行着。
This spiritual warfare has continued until from the since the creation.
而这场属灵征战的中心就是关乎到在宇宙中间那个宝座。
And the center of this warfare is about the throne in this universe.
是神的宝座还是撒旦的宝座？
It is the throne of God or the throne of Satan.
所以圣经给我们看见，这亚玛力人所代表的，就是讲到这个一个肉体。
So now we see that Amalek represents flesh.
也就是说，撒旦背后的撒旦哈，他借着人的肉体，要来夺取神所应当有的宝座。
So we know that Satan behind the scenes through man's flesh wanted to seize the throne of God.
这是为什么在旧约的时候，神就要他的百姓世世代代与亚玛力人为敌。
That's why in the Old Testament, God had told us.The children of God need to war with the Amalek.
所以到这里，我们看见这亚玛力人的后裔亚甲族的哈曼呢，他就把这样一个肉体的一个情形呢，完全的显出了。
So through Haman, we see that he expressed this flesh fully.
他要所有的人来跪拜他。
He wanted everyone to bow before him.
然而，这里我们看见这位犹大人莫迪改。他就对着哈曼，他是不跪不拜。
Now we see that this Mordecai for the Jew, would not bow before him.
让当时他们的同事啊，这些服侍亚水王的同事中间，大家都觉得很奇怪。
All the other people, all his colleagues were very surprised.
他说：“我们大家都跪拜哈曼，那为什么你？”不跟我们大家一样来跪拜哈曼就没事了吗？
哦、we all bow down before Haman. If you bowed just as us did, you'll be safe.
这里我们虽然看不见到底莫迪改他是为着什么原因。
Now we could not see what the reason why Mordecai would not bow.
但是我们可以从经文里面看出来，跟他是犹大人非常有关系。
At least we can see it is most likely it's because Mordecai was a Jew.
换句话说，莫迪改知道自己是属神的人。
In other words, Mordecai knows that he is of God.
他知道这位耶和华是单只有耶和华是他所要跪所要拜的。
He knows that he only bowed before God.
更何况他知道这个哈曼呢、啊、乃是亚甲族的。
He also knows Haman is from Agagite.
他是亚玛力人的后裔。
He is a descendant of Amalek.
他是神的仇敌。
He is enemy of God.
因此莫迪改他无论如何他不向哈曼跪拜。
So regardless, Mordecai would not bow before Haman.
这时候我们看见这场背后属灵征战就更加的猛烈。
So we see how fierce this spiritual warfare.
因为哈曼他以为来害杀害这个莫迪改啊，这还是一件小事。
Haman even thought that it is a small thing to kill Mordecai alone.
那哈曼要做什么呢
？What did he want to do？
弟兄姐妹，哈曼要做什么
？What did he want to do？
他是一个，他要灭绝整个犹大族。
He wanted to alienated the whole nation of Jews.
他要把神的百姓从地上完全的灭绝。
He wanted to destroy the children of God.
换句话说，他要毁灭神的见证。
In other words, he wanted to destroy the testimony of God.
所以我们看见这场属灵征战。是何等的真实，何等的猛烈。
We see how true and fierce this spiritual warfare was.
弟兄姐妹，你觉得今天如何呢
？What do you think about today？
你觉得今天我们所在的这个世代
，In this generation，
我们所在的这个国家
，In this nation，
你觉得我们能够免于这场属灵征战吗
？You think we can get away from this spiritual warfare？
弟兄姐妹，即使我们是软弱的
，Although we are weak。
即使我们好像跟神的心意是跟不上的
，Although sometimes we could not follow on God's will，
然后我们看见神的仇敌是不会轻易放过我们。
Now we see that the enemy of God is trying to have，
因为我们是神用他儿子的生命所救赎的。
Because we were saved by， we were redeemed by。
因为撒旦知道我们是神在地上所要得着的那个见证。
Because Satan knows that we are the testimony on this earth God wanted to.
在撒旦的心里面，他不能够容忍神的儿女们在地上 来见证这位荣耀独一的真神。
So Satan could not tolerate that the children of God would bear witness on this earth for God.
所以这是这段圣经，我盼望和弟兄姐妹我们一同能够有这样的一个认识。
So I wish all we knew.
好叫我们不会在地上糊里糊涂过我们的日子。
I wish all we knew this, so we would not live on this earth in confusion.
好，现在我们要进到最重要的一个中心，到第四章。
Let's go to the most important center of this book, chapter 4.
第四章呢，我想我们从读一段，从第十节，我们读到第十七节。
Let's read from verse 10 to 17.
这是记载了以斯帖和莫迪改之间的一个对话。
This recorded a conversation between Mordecai and Esther.
这边讲到以斯帖呢，就吩咐哈他格，就是服侍以斯帖王后的一个人哈，去见莫迪改说。王的一切臣仆和各省的人民都知道有一个定例，若不蒙召擅入内院见王的，无论男女必被致死，除非王向他伸出金杖，不得存活。现在我没有蒙召进去见王已经三十日了。人就把以斯帖这话告诉莫迪改，莫迪改托人回复以斯帖说，你莫想在王宫里强过一切犹大人得免这祸，此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救，你和你父家必致灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？以斯帖就吩咐人回报莫迪改说，你当去招聚苏珊城所有的犹大人，为我进食三昼三夜，不吃不喝，我和我的宫女也要这样进食，然后我违例进去见王，我若死就死吧。于是莫迪改照以斯帖的一切所吩咐的去行。
Chapter 4, verse 10. Then Esther spoke to Hathach and gave him a command for Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that any man or woman who goes into the inner court of the king who has not been called, He has but one law, put all to death, except the one to whom the king holds out the golden scepter, that he may live. Yet I myself have not been called to go into the king these 30 days. So they told Mordecai Esther's words. And Mordecai told them to answer Esther, do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, go, gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise, and so I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him.
好，我们刚刚提到，当这位哈曼他决心要灭绝全地的犹大人的时候。
Now we know that when Haman had determined to destroy the Jews.
他就用谎言呢，就欺哄了亚哈水鲁王。
So he lied to the king of Ahasuerus.
那亚哈水鲁王呢，就下令允许哈曼呢来灭绝他全部他帝国里面的犹大人。
So King Ahasuerus issued a decree to allow Haman to destroy the Jews all throughout the kingdom.
那当莫迪改知道这个消息之后
，After Mordecai heard about this news，
当然莫迪改就披麻蒙灰。
Mordecai put on sackcloth and ashes.
然后呢，以斯帖知道了以后呢，他就差人去见莫迪改。
And then Esther, when after Esther knew this, then he she sent someone to see Mordecai.
当然，莫迪改的心意就盼望能够透过王后以斯帖呢，能够到王的面前来为犹大整个这个犹大民族来求情。
Mordecai wished Queen Esther would plead before.Plead for the Jews before the king Ahasuerus.
然后就发生了这一段以斯帖王后以斯帖和莫迪改之间的对话。
Now we see that this conversation between Mordecai and Queen Esther.
那我们看见以斯帖王后以斯帖呢，他有一个，他就托人告诉莫迪改这样一件事情。
We know that Queen Esther sent someone to told Mordecai.
就在当时哈，有一个定例，就是说，除非是王哈招哪一个人来朝见他，不然的话呢，如果王没有招你呢，你自己跑来的话呢，你就要死。
Unless someone were called by the king, if someone go into the king's palace by themselves, then they would die.
也在这个时候呢，对王后以斯帖来讲是更加的难。为什么呢？因为他已经有30天没有见到王了。
This was very difficult for Queen Esther because.She had not been called to go into the king 30 days.
所以换句话说，以斯帖他知道，如果他现在自己擅自要去见王的话，他可能的一个命运的结局呢，就是怎么样，就是被治死。
In other words, Esther knew that if she went in to see the king, most likely she would die.
所以当然，他心里面呢，会有一些的恐惧、害怕。
So she was afraid.
所以他就托人告诉了莫迪改。
And then she sent someone to tell Mordecai.
这时候我们看见莫迪改呢，他就回应以斯帖呢的这个话呢，他有一个非常强烈、严肃的一个回应。
We know that the response of Mordecai was very strict.
他基本上就是告诉以斯帖说。
Basically, he told Esther.
不要以为你自己在王宫里面呢，这个祸就不会临到你。
Don't think you'll escape from this disaster in the king's palace.
然后我们从莫迪改所说的话里面，我们看见莫迪改他里头哈有一个信心。
We know that from what Mordecai has said, we know that there was faith in him.
他说啊，告诉以斯帖说哈，你去跟王求情或不求情呢？其实那是另外一件事。
He told Esther that whether or not you go in to plead the king, that's another thing.
莫迪改的信心啊，他这样说，他说犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救。
Relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place.
姐妹想一想啊，莫迪改他的信心从哪里来
？Where is this faith of Mordecai from？
如果王后以斯帖都不能救他们，不能在王的面前为他们求情救他们的话，到底他的帮助、他的解脱、他的拯救是从哪里来呢
？When even Queen Esther could not save them, where is this relief and deliverance from？
我们看见莫迪改他的信心还是在这一位看不见的神。
We know that the faith of Mordecai is based on this hidden God.
他知道这件事情是神自己的事情。
He knew that this is God's business.
但神愿意给王后以斯帖一个机会。
But God would like to give this opportunity to Queen Esther.
让她能够成为神工作中的一个器皿。
So she will become one of the vessels in God's
business. 所以莫迪改对以斯帖说：“焉知你得了王后的位分？”不是为现今的机会吗
？So Mordecai said to Esther, "Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?"
我们感谢神，莫迪改能够向以斯帖说这样的话。
Thank God that Mordecai was willing to say these words to Esther.
因着莫迪改他心里面对神的这个信心
Because of the faith in Mordecai.
对这位自隐之神，他有一个坚定的信心。
Because of this strong faith to this hidden God in Mordecai.
我们看见王后以斯帖，他就从他的害怕的软弱里面，他能够回转过来。
We see that the Queen Esther turned from her fear.
他也能够把他信心的锚能够。 定在这位看不见的神的身上。
She would also anchor this faith on this unseen God.
当然，对这样一个小女子以斯帖是不容易的。
We know this is very difficult for Esther.
因为是她要去见王。
Because that was she who was about to go.
因为是她可能马上就要面临一个生命的危险。
Because that was, because she was about to face the jeopardy.
所以以斯帖呢，就托人呢，请莫迪改来，告诉苏珊城的犹大人呢，来为他进食。
And then she told them to reply to Mordecai to have all the Jews fast for her.
那以斯帖要犹大人来进食做什么呢？
Why would Esther want the Jews to fast for her?
你看这边没有提到他们祷告神。
It did not talk about prayer.
但是我们看见这位隐藏的神，乃是在他们心里面那个进食祷告的对象。
We know that they were fasting and praying to this unseen God.
所以我们看见这样一位弱女子以斯帖，她因着。莫迪改的信心，因着他同伴们的祷告，他就要违例去见亚哈水鲁王。
We saw that Esther, because of the faith, because of the fast of the Jews, she was about to go in to see the king.
在这里，我们看见以斯帖的信心，也让他说出这样一句非常宝贵的话语。
Now, because of Esther's faith, we saw that Esther had spoken this.
他说：“我违例进去见王，我若死，就死吧。”
She said, "So I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish."
姐妹，在这里我们看见以斯帖还是把自己的性命为了神和神的百姓摆上去。
Now we know that Esther had laid her life.For the children of God.
姐妹，这是我们作为神的儿女所需要的那个心愿。
This is the wish. This is the wish as the children of God.
就是我们要有这个心。
We ought to have this heart.
为着神的缘故。
For God's sake.
为着神的见证。
For God's testimony.
为着神的百姓。
For the children of God.
愿意有这样一个心愿，把自己摆上去。
We wish to lay ourselves down.
然后相信神自己要负这场属灵征战的那个责任。
We know God is responsible for this spiritual warfare.
就像当但以理和他的三个朋友被掳到巴比伦的时候。
So when Daniel was carried away to Babylon,
我们看见那时候的王啊，也是要他们怎么样，要拜他所造的金像。
We know that the king at that time wanted them to bow to the idols.
我们看见在神百姓的历史当中啊，都跟这个敬拜啊很有关系。
We know that in the history of children of God, worship is the key.
所以我们看见但以理他的三个朋友，他就不愿意来敬拜这个王所造的这个偶像。
We know that the three friends of Daniel, they would not worship the idol.
结局是什么呢？
What was the consequence?
他们就要被扔在火窑里。
They were thrown into the furnace.
在他们被扔到火窑之前，他们也说了类似的话。
Before they were thrown into the burning furnace, they said something likewise.
他们说什么呢？
What did they say?
他们说，我们相信啊，我们的神啊，必能够救我们。
We knew that our God will save us.
是不是？就因为这常常也是我们的信心。
This is oftentimes this is also our faith.
我们无论在什么样的艰难环境中
，regardless of our difficulties，
我们都有这样的信心说，说我们的神是无所不能的。
We have this faith. Our God is almighty.
我们的神必能够救我们。
Our God will save us.
所以呢，我们常常我们的注意力呢，却放在这个到底神最后呢有没有救我们
？So oftentimes our focus is on the outcome, whether God saved us or not.
那我们看见有些时候，神的确把他儿女们从难处中拯救出来。
So sometimes we do see that God has saved His children from difficulties.
但是也有些时候，我们看见神好像没有听教会祷告，把他的儿女们从难处中拯救出来。
But sometimes we see seemingly God did not hear the prayer the church and did not deliver children from the difficulty.
所以我们就糊涂了。
So we were confused.
到底神救不救他的儿女？
Whether God will deliver children or not.
到底神的膀臂有没有缩短？
Whether God's arm was shortened or not.
弟兄姐妹，我们的信心还差了一个非常重要的一个要素。
And there is a key lacking here.
对，就是戴尔里他三个朋友，他们后面还有一句话说。
So the three friends of Daniel also said afterward.
他们先说他们相信神能够救他们。
First they said they believe God will save them.
但是他们后面接着说，急祸不然。
And after that they say if not.
就算他们所相信能够救他们的神最后是没有解救他们，
If God did not save them,
他们也不会拜这个偶像，
They would not worship the idol.
他们乃是用他们的性命来见证只有一位神是配得他们敬拜的。
They testify that there is only one God that is worthy their worship.
弟兄姐妹，这是对我们今天愿意成为神见证人的基督徒们同样的一个非常重要的一个提醒。
It is a very important reminder as the children of God who wish to be God's testament.
我相信我们相信神能够解救我们，从任何的困难当中解救我们，我们一点问题都没有。
We have no question about that God will deliver us from difficulties.
但今天我们有没有能够像戴尔里三个朋友一样？
But are we like the three friends of Daniel?
我们有没有像以斯帖在这里的信心一样？
Are we like the face of Esther here?
我死就死了。
If I perish, I perish.
然而，就连我的死，也要为这位荣耀的神做一个见证。
But even by my death, I wanted to be the testimony of God.
因为只有我们的神是配得我们敬拜的神。
Because only God is worthy of our worship.
即使他没有把我们从难处中解救出来。
Even though he did not deliver us from the.
我们所做的见证乃是他仍然是我们唯一值得敬拜的神。
Our testimony is he is still the only God who is worthy of our worship.
兄姐妹，这是莫迪改的见证。
This is the testimony of Mordecai.
这是以斯帖的见证。
This is the testimony of Esther.
这也应当是我们在今天这样一个最末了最危险的时代里为着神所做的一个见证。
This is also in this last time, this the end generation, this ought to be our testimony.
那时间关系，我没有能够再继续把以斯帖记和弟兄姐妹交通。
I don't have enough time now.
那弟兄姐妹，盼望我们能够记得我们今天早晨所读的以斯帖记的这几件事情。
I hope we remember these things we can talk about this morning.
让我们看见我们的神到如今他仍然是一位自隐的神。
Let us see that our God even until today he's still a hidden God.
虽然他把自己隐藏起来，
although he hided himself.
虽然我们似乎在环境中看不见他，
although we could not see him.
然而我们却因着信知道他的眼目是从来没有离开我。
But by faith we know that his eyes is always on us.
他的保守和看顾一直是与他所爱的儿女们同在。
His protection and care is with his children that he loved all the
time. 好啊，借着这样对神的一个信心，
By this faith,
让我们能够在今天这样一个危险的时代里，
In this dangerous generation,
我们能够在神的面前也在仇敌面前做这样一个荣耀的见证。
We can bear this witness before God and before the enemies.
就是我们的神，我们的主，只有他配得我们的敬拜。
Our God, our Lord is worthy of our worship.
愿神用他的恩典，他的能力保守我们。
May God protect us by his grace.
让我们一起再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，你在旧约的时候，你如何这样子来保守你的子民？你今天也仍然同样的来保守你的儿女。
You're still protecting your children just as you did in the Old Testament.
主，感谢你用你的恩召召我们。
We thank you that you called us by the.
你要我们在加一场属灵征战当中，来成为你自己荣耀的见证。
In the spiritual warfare, you let us become your glorious testimony.
主，我们愿意向你来承认，主，我们是何等的软弱。
Lord, we confess that we are so weak.
主，我们是何等的无能。
We are so powerless.
主，然而主，我们在你面前有这样一个心愿。
But before you, we have this heart.
主，我们愿意来为你做这样一个荣耀的见证。
We want to be this glorious testimony for you.
因为在我们蒙恩的那一刻开始。
Because at the moment we were saved by grace.
从我们的内心深处，我们知道。
From deep down in our heart.
只有你是独一的真神。
You are the only God.
只有你是我们唯一的救主。
You are the only Savior for us.
主，只有你配得我们的敬拜。
You are the only one who is worthy of our.
主，只有你配得我们的爱戴。
You are the only one who is worthy of our.
主啊，实在你是你的大爱来激励我们。
It is your great love compelling us.
主啊，叫我们在这场征战当中。
In the spiritual warfare.
我们愿意不爱惜自己。
We wanted to forsake ourselves.
我们愿意不爱惜自己的性命。
Forsake our lives.
主，我们愿意来为你做这样一个荣耀的见证。
Bear these glorious witnesses for you.
主啊，叫仇敌知道。
So let the enemies know.
叫世人知道。
Let the people in the earth know.
唯有你是神。
You are the only God.
唯有你配得宝座。
You are the only one who is worthy of the throne.
主，愿早晨你的灵激励我们。
May your spirit is compelling us this morning.
叫我们能够来答应你的呼召。
So we can answer your calling.
我们能够靠着你的恩典。
By your grace.
来为你做这样一个荣耀的见证。
Bear this glorious witness for you.
主，愿你的名得着一切尊贵荣耀。
May your name receive all honor and glory.
愿颂赞都归给你。
May all the praises give.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.